Words of St. Peter in today's second reading are worth reflecting on. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thanks be to God that the Lord is patient with us. We need that. If the Lord were to exact what was due to us right away, we would deserve nothing but death. Because what is due for our sins is death. The wages of sin is death. Sin offends the Lord. He has given us everything. Yet, instead of us showing gratitude and living completely for Him, we choose sin. God, in His great love for us, while we were still sinners, gave His Son for our salvation. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus paid the price which we were due for our sins, death. Now all we have to do is repent when we sin. God is so merciful. God is so loving. God is so patient. He doesn't wish for us to perish, but that we come to true repentance. Jesus paid the price, and now He simply asks that we come to Him for forgiveness. The only way that Jesus has given us is what He has given to His church. He gave His apostles the authority to forgive sins. In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23, we should commit these to memory. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to His apostles. He said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." What is He sending us for? What is He sending the apostles to do? He tells them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." We have been given no other way by Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. But what He has given is given His authority to forgive sins to His church. Why this way? Why did He do it? We hear in the first reading the response, the answer. We hear through the prophet Isaiah about God's great compassion for us. He comes for us as a shepherd His flock, holding us in His arms, giving us His care. It is in the sacrament of reconciliation that we experience the loving mercy of Jesus. Jesus is present through the priest, and we hear His words of compassion and mercy. "I absolve you from your sins." We were made this way. We were wired this way by God. God gives us the sacraments because He knows how He made us. He made us so that we could hear the words of mercy. He made us desiring to hear His words of compassion. And we need the sacrament because sacraments give us grace. And we can't defeat sin on our own power. If we try to beat sin just by trying to stop, we're not going to be able to do it. We're not strong enough. But Jesus is stronger than our sins. And He can give us the grace to fight against sin. And that's what He gives us in the sacraments. The sacraments give us His grace. We need it. Further, the sacrament helps keep us accountable by listing our sins, by coming to Jesus and audibly saying, "Lord, You know me. You know I've failed. But I'm going to tell You. I'm going to tell You not only because You ask me to tell You, but so that I can hear myself how much I am in need of Your love and mercy." You may say, "Well, I don't really sin. And so I don't need the sacrament of confession. I don't need anything to keep me accountable because I just don't have any sins." St. John tells us in Scripture, all have sinned And he who says he is without sin is a liar. I encourage all of us, if we don't already have one, if we haven't taken one at some point, to grab one of the examinations of conscience that we have in both of our churches, those little purple books with the image of Jesus on the cover, or right by the confessional. Why? Why do we need these things? Why do we need a tool like an examination of conscience? I encourage us to take one and pray with it, because the longer we're away from the sacrament of confession, the less we confess our sins, the less we acknowledge them, the more we fall into the trap that Satan wants us to believe, and that's that we don't sin. If we don't examine our conscience, we begin to believe the lie that, in fact, we just don't have any sin. I encourage us to pray with it. Ask the Lord to show us our sins so that we may repent of them as He asks us to. We might also say, well, I agree that I need grace, Father, but I get that in the Eucharist, so I don't need the grace from the sacrament of confession. St. Paul tells us, he warns us, that if we eat of the body of the Lord unworthily, that is with serious sin on our soul, we don't receive grace, but rather we receive condemnation. We need to go to the sacrament of reconciliation before going to communion if we have serious sin on our soul. Again, examining our conscience using the pamphlets that we have will help us to know if we have grave sin that we need to confess. There's no shame in coming up for a blessing. There's no shame in remaining in your pew and praying during communion. It actually shows humility. It shows understanding of our need for God in our life and our need of God's mercy to follow Him. I think we've fallen into a trap that says, if I'm at Mass, I better receive communion, otherwise everyone's going to think I'm a sinner. Guess what? We're all sinners. It's okay if you don't come up to communion every single time you're at Sunday Mass. If you need to receive the sacrament of reconciliation first, wait. We don't have an obligation to receive Eucharist every time we're at Mass. We have an obligation to come to Mass to worship the Lord. If you're someone thinking right now, well, I'd look at someone weird if they come up for a blessing, or I'd look at someone weird if they stay in their pews, maybe we're the ones that need to examine our conscience a little bit more closely and understand the act of humility and trust it takes for someone either to remain in their pews at communion or to come forward for a blessing. That's okay. That's good. It's better to come forward for a blessing or to stay in your pew than to eat and drink condemnation on yourself, as St. Paul teaches us. Lastly, repentance is the first step in discipleship. The first step in discipleship. John the Baptist comes before Jesus. What does he say? Repent. Jesus comes. What are his first words in his public ministry? Repent. What do the apostles and the church continually teach us? Repent. If we don't do this, it's no wonder that we don't understand or we don't believe all that God is in His church teach us. If we don't repent, it's no wonder that we don't love God and love our neighbor as we should. Repentance is the first step in discipleship. Don't be afraid of the confessional. Jesus is all loving, all merciful. When we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, we meet Jesus Christ. And if we have a God who died a brutal death for our sins, we can have confidence that we meet a God in the confessional who won't shame us, who won't turn us away, but will embrace us and love us and forgive us of our sins. Jesus, give us the humility and courage to confront our sins and to give them to You in the sacrament of reconciliation for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we may live for You and open our hearts to You.